Joining us on the phone right now, the executive director of Thelma Sadoff Center for the Arts. It's Jackie Corsi. And Jackie, always things going on down at the Thelma. You guys have a busy weekend coming up, and folks still have a chance to get some tickets for a couple of great bands that are making their presence known on your stage on Saturday.
Yes, super excited. You know, it's always a big event for us. We didn't get to do it last year, of course, so I think people are ready. I think people are ready to come out to a street concert. The Mavericks coming.
The Mavericks, and also opening act, somewhat of a crowd favorite around here, right? You guys have had them a few times, and they seem to do very well.
We sure do. It's a, you know, we're a blues and a bluegrass town for the most part, so they fall right into that blues category. Always nominated or often win Best Blues Band. Definitely Best Keyboardist, and Jimmy Bagley is the head of the Jimmies. So, yeah, we bring them back a lot. They're definitely a favorite, and thought it'd be fun to have them open for the Mavericks. So they'll kick up right away at 5:30 and play about 90 minutes or so, and then the Mavericks will play, take the stage about 7:30, 7:45, somewhere in there. Depends on the sun, you know, because that shines right on the stage.
I was just going to say, for folks who maybe are out of practice with how you do the street concerts, or for folks maybe new to the area visiting this weekend who haven't been to an outdoor concert at the Thelma, explain to people the setup down there so they kind of are familiar before they get there on what things look like.
Absolutely. And it will look different than our Thursday night, because we bring in a big stage that, you know, crosses the entire street, and a big setup, lights, all of that. And that will be, the stage will be at the end of Sheboygan at Mar Street. So there'll be no entrance from that end into the space. So there'll be three gates on Portland, one on Portland and Sheboygan on both sides, and then one at the end of Sheboygan at Main Street. So you can enter at any one of those three gates. It is a ticketed event, which is also different than our Thursdays. And we really did that too. It really became necessary the last time the Mavericks were there, because there's a safety element to what happens up at the front of the stage and things like that. So we really needed to sort of control that a little bit, and ticketing helps us do that. So we have the premier access, people right up front at the stage, and then general admission behind that. And there are no seats. There is very limited room for bake chairs. So if you do need a chair, come early. And otherwise, it's going to be a great night, great weather. We'll have food trucks, several of them. I can't even tell you who's all coming, but we'll be promoting that soon. You know, food trucks like closer at the end of the block towards Main Street. So lots to do. It's going to be fun. You can come in, look at the art. You know, make a whole night of it. So it's going to be fun.
Again, we're talking to the executive director of Thelma Sadoff Center for the Arts, Jackie Corsi. Big event coming up Saturday night with the Mavericks, opening act, the Jimmies. And you mentioned tickets, Jackie. For folks looking to purchase tickets, they can still get those, and they can get them online. And how do folks go about doing that?
Sure. They can go to our website, thelmaarts.org. We have two types of tickets. As I said, the premier access and the general admission. The thing to know is that if you're a member of Thelma, you get 50% off your tickets. So premier access ticket, for example, is $45, an absolute steal for a huge night like this, an international band, known band, and the Jimmies. And then, but the day of the show, everyone pays the same amount. So 90 for premier access and 30 for general admission.
When you look at what you've been able to do, the obviously the activities going on inside Thelma, what you've also been able to do outside with your Thursday night concerts, your street concerts, you look at your neighbors, the Cellar District, which will hopefully be opening up soon. Is that area starting to become kind of that art district that you've always kind of had your big picture vision to look like?
Absolutely. And I'm so hoping in the next couple of months we're going to have a really great announcement about some of the amenities that are going to be added to our arts and entertainment district. We really define that area as Sheboygan and Division from Mar to Main, with Portland in between. That, you know, sort of an H if you're looking at it from the sky. That's really the area we define as the arts and entertainment district. So the Cellar District is going to be a huge addition to our area. You know, we already have 18 hands, and of course, Hotel Retlaw, some shopping, the library, you know, all of these amenities right there in that little two-block area. And a significant private investment has been made. So we've asked the city to step up, and fingers crossed it's going to happen. So we're excited.
Jackie Corsi, Executive Director, Thelma Sadoff Center for the Arts, the Mavericks and the Jimmies. Music kicking off at 5:30 Saturday night in downtown Fond du Lac. Jackie, great concert coming up, and kudos to you and your staff for pulling off another monstrous event down at the Thelma.
Thank you. It's a lot of work, and it takes about 100 volunteers, which we do have a little room for more if you want to come help us out. So, you know, just give us a call and let us know if you can volunteer, because it seriously takes a village to put this on, so can't do it without help.